And isn't that what the enemy is trying to do even today? He's trying to change the names of our young people. What are you talking about? Does God love young people? Does God use young people mightily? And here's the names that God gives His kids. Forgiven. Restored. Healed. Etc. And here's what the devil does. You're broken. You are an abuse survivor, etc., etc. Look at this. Daniel, his name means God is judge. Changed to Belteshazzar, which means Prince of Bel, or really Baal. Hananiah, Jehovah is gracious. The culture changes his name to Shadrach, means the command of the moon god. Mishael, who is what God is changed to Meshach, who is what Aku, the moon god, is. And finally, Azariah, the Lord helps. Nope, we're going to change that to Abednego. You're a servant of Nebo, the son of Baal. And that's what the devil tries to do to change our kids' name. Change them from the Lord is your help and your all in all to nope, you're a servant, dude. You are a servant. You're swimming around the shallow end of the gene pool. You are a Darwinian accident. That's what you are. And I hope you make it. But you know, it's survival of the fittest. You're a servant of Baal. Oh, that couldn't be farther from the truth. A couple of depressing statistics, like that's what we need. Less than 22% of those ages 22 through 29 attended church in the last month. We were kind of having fun with Stephen, our piano player. I said, you, sir, are a rare species. You are the rarest species in the house of God. A single man, 18 to 20-something, are the rarest species in any church. Look around sometime. Not right now, but look around sometime. 88% of kids raised in church. They went to all the youth meetings and they went to all the youth retreats. 88%, according to Barna Research, do not follow the Lord after high school graduation. Every year, 4.5 million teens will turn 20. Why is that important? Did you know that only 1 in 10 persons after the age of 20 will invite Jesus Christ into your life? How many of you got saved after the age of 20? How many of you got saved before the age of 20? Yeah. Why is that? In America, I think it's because the enemy has been very successful with our schooling systems. It squashes Jesus out of them. And in my personal opinion, most churches don't teach the Bible. And most churches don't provide their young people with very satisfying answers to evolution, to science equals what? Evolution and fairy tales equal the Bible? If you have a chance, if you're technically inclined, get a hold of our study that we did on the book of Genesis. You do not have to check your brain at the door when you come into God's Word. Amen? And most of our kids don't know that. They think, what, a young earth, God making planet earth in 7, or literally 6 solar 24-hour periods? Oh, they say, oh man, the science seems to be overwhelming, and they haven't been taught by their youth leaders or their pastors. No! There are very real and substantive and satisfying scientific answers as to why Earth cannot be millions of years old. And if that's interesting to you, get a hold of our website and check that out. And if that's not satisfying enough, the Creation Institute, there's so many others. Dr. Chuck Missler is a good one. His latest edition of his study of the book of Genesis, the first 12 hours are effectively Genesis 1 verse 1. You want to find out where time comes from, light, etc.? point being, our kids grow up and they graduate from high school, and if the churches haven't equipped them with the knowledge of the Bible, not only the scientific aspect, but also the holiness side, our kids get out and they go to college, and then the university system squashes the faith right out of them. Check this out. TV. Did you know that Family Hour, theoretically, it's 7 to 9. Many of you in this room remember when there were only 3 channels. You remember that? We tell that to our kids and they're all, what? Yeah, there's only 3. Well, 4, because you had ABC, CBS, NBC, and Channel 5, which was the public station. But now how many channels are there? So television, Family Hour, 7 to 9, sees 8 sexual references per hour. Teens will see 15,000 sexual references per year. 70% of all primetime programming depicts alcohol, tobacco, and illicit drug use. This is something that may unsettle you. There was 104 of the most influential Hollywood writers, producers, and directors. And they were sent a series of questions. 104 of the most influential Hollywood writers, producers, and directors. 93% seldom or never attend a church service of any kind. 97% believe abortion is the right of the mother. Only 5% believe homosexuality is wrong. 95% believe television should be more critical of Judeo-Christian ethos. Average teen will watch 20 to 30 hours of TV per week. And on average, kids will spend nearly 4 hours a day watching television. 68% of 8 to 18-year-olds have a TV in their bedroom. Now with computer, it's even more, I would imagine. 50% have a DVD VCR player, 37% have cable satellite TV, and 20% of 8 to 18-year-olds have premium HBO-type channels. TV violence. An average American will see 200,000 violent acts and 16,000 murders on television by the time we're 18. 2/3 of all programming contains violence. Most violent acts go unpunished on TV and are often accompanied by humor. The consequences of human suffering and loss are rarely depicted. What about video games? 3.2 billion with a B. $3.2 billion spent on video games last year. You know what the top 3 were? Number 1, Call of Duty, Infinite Warfare. Number 2, Battlefield, number 1. 7 of the top 10 selling video games were warfare games. Even now, more with kids with telephones in their hand, the TV is a bit passe, and to some degree, so are video games, where you buy the console and buy the game, insert the game, and then you play it on your television, your monitor. That's becoming less and less what occupies the mind and the time of young people. You know what it is now? It's cell phones and the internet. In a 2015 Washington Post article, teens spend an average of 9 hours a day consuming media, mostly from their phones. Cable television used to sell you packaging. If you buy this plan, you get so many of these programs. And they're finding out that the classic understanding of network television and cable television programming packaging, they're losing the battle to Facebook, Instagram. How do we get these kids back? Because the 18-year-olds to 20-something, they're the ones spending the most money in some of these demographics. Studies show that the internet time does not cut into TV time in many respects. Family interaction, homework, etc. 1 in 4 people using the internet are looking for porn. One in five under the age of 15 have been sent or seen explicit material. Facebook, Vine, and YouTube. Do you guys know that Instagram and those things are now designed for these little 6-second videos, right? Who would want to watch 6 seconds of anything? And then you push a button and it will just loop over and over and over again. And some of us, we say, well, what's the fun in that? The Washington Post in 2015. High school friends Jack Galinsky and Jack Johnson of Vine, duo by the name of Jack and Jack, in a fit of boredom, this would have been a year ago, so 2014, they posted a clip that they called Nerd Style Vandalism. And I downloaded it and I looked at it. Two good-looking kids, probably 14, 15, and they put big horn-rimmed glasses on and bow ties, and they wanted to look like they were nerds. And what they did was, they're like, oh, what do we do? And it's only 6 seconds. And then they run to their parents' SUV. So in the back, it said 4x4 in chrome. And so the one kid goes, what do we do? I don't know. And then, oh, okay. They cuts to him 4x4. And then with a pen, he writes equals 16. And then the vine is done. Does that sound fun to us? They have 3 million followers on Vine. That was in 2015. They've called off plans for college this fall, and the two are currently planning an 18-city concert tour that's already sold more than 100,000 tickets. And these kids are becoming millionaires. When we were looking in the market for a trampoline for our kids, and if you know my wife, she's very, very careful. And so she spent most of the time getting the safest trampoline available. And in that journey, she came across this kid who has a Vine and has a website, and I don't know all that he has, but his whole thing is on a big old trampoline with no safety net around it, the kid's knocking out triples in the air. And he got so many kids watching him, and I guess you can get a channel and people will pay to be on your channel, not to mention advertisers like Red Bull and all the others. And there's one scene where he's up on the second floor of his house and he sawed off all of the spindles of the banister, removed it, and they put, was it a trampoline in the bottom? Inside the house! So he comes to the end of the second floor, look out, woo! The next one you cut to trampoline after trampoline after trampoline, and he's knocking out this thing until he landed on his neck. Then the next vine was he's in a collar. I'm okay. And he is a millionaire. Who lets their kid do that? Until we saw the vine that said, here's the mansion I bought from my mom. Cut to her. And through all of this insatiable media, it's sex saturated. Teen pregnancy is down. We say, whoa, 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 easy. The pregnancy rate is a bit down, yet sexual activity has never been more active. Half of all STDs are contracted by young people between 15 and 24. Half. 36% of 15 to 7-year-olds have had oral sex. More than half don't consider it even as sex. Well, goodness, Clinton didn't either, so why should they? God's heart for young people, is it all this madness? I don't think so. It's right here in the book of Daniel. Nebuchadnezzar, who's not a stupid man, he says, I need the next generation to serve me and to serve what I deem as important for the society that I am creating. Here's what we do. You go after the young people, and you immerse them in my culture. Juxtaposition. Let's look at Josiah. Josiah has a passion for God. You can read about him in 2 Kings chapter 21 and following. Also 2 Chronicles chapter 34. He turned it all around and stayed the hand of judgment for an entire generation. It was in Josiah's reign and during that revival that Daniel's parents gave birth to Daniel. And they must have had a tremendous effect on Daniel. Because here in a minute we're going to see that when the model of the Antichrist, Nebuchadnezzar, tries to immerse these kids in the culture, there are four young men who say no. Verse 8. But Daniel purposed in his heart, oh, may we purpose in our heart if you have kids still at home. May the kids see us purposing in our heart to do things a bit differently, not to immerse ourselves in the culture. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Verse 9, now God brought Daniel into the favor and the goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs. And the chief of the eunuchs, verse 10, said to Daniel, what do you want to do? You don't want to be immersed in the culture? You don't want these fine delicacies? You're going to waste away, young man. In fact, quote, I fear my lord the king, Nebuchadnezzar, who has appointed your food and drink, for why should he see your faces looking worse than the young men who are your age? Then you would endanger my head before the king. You're going to lose out and lose weight. And then when the king sees you getting all wasted away, he's going to come after my head. So Daniel, verse 11, said to the steward, whom the chief of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, please test your servants for 10 days, and let them give us vegetables to eat and water to drink. Some have termed this the Daniel fast. They didn't include meat, and it wasn't a complete disconnection from food, but it was nonetheless vegetables to eat. Verse 13, then let our appearance be examined before you, and the appearance of the young men who eat the portion of the king's delicacies as you see fit. So deal with your servant. Test us in this. Let's see what happens in 10 days. So he consented with them in the matter and tested them for 10 days. At the end of the 10 days, their features appeared better and fatter in flesh than all the young men who ate the portion of the king's delicacies. Thus the steward took away their portion of delicacies and the wine that they had to drink and gave them vegetables. I wrote my margin here, when young people purpose in their hearts to trust God, watch now what God does with them. Verse 17. As for these four young men, God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Read that. They were powerful. They were standing out in the culture. Verse 18. Now at the end of the days, when the king had said that he should be brought in, the chief of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. Then the king interviewed them, and among them all, none was found like Daniel. He's wise, he's disciplined, he's filled with the fruit of the Spirit, likely. Yeah, you're going to stick out. And when you stick out like that, God sees to it that you have influence. Oh, young person, the enemy is trying to get the culture to influence you. But if you could purpose in your heart, word, worship, pray, and fellowship, and connect with other young people of the same mind, you become the influence. Here's another principle, too. You can't outgive God. Whether it's time, talent, or resources, or even diet to some degree, you can't outgive God. They gave up the culture. God gave back much more. He gave them influence, responsibility, and leadership. What a great lesson for our kids. Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, therefore, they served before the king some of the highest offices in the land. In all matters of wisdom and understanding about which the king examined them, he found them 10 times better than the magicians. Now, the real word here is magi, meaning wise men. It's the root of the word magistrate, magistrate, a highly placed diplomat of some kind representing the highest levels of government. Magistrate. Magician today conjures, I don't know, something you might see on the Gong Show. And astrologers who were in all his realm. Thus Daniel continued until the first year of King Cyrus. That's going to be a little over 70 years of service. You might want to mark in your margin here, Luke chapter 2, verse 52. Jesus was similar. He purposed in his heart, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in the favor of God and man. And finally, giving your life totally to God and to his word does not always equal poverty. Because look what happened to Daniel. He was highly placed. And I wrote, hey, employees, employers, students and writers and creators and entrepreneurs. God can show us how to be excellent. Amen? We can be the best in our field. The most creative, the most intelligent way, way beyond what the other guys did. No matter even if they came from Harvard Business School, etc. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the example of chapter 1 in the book of Daniel. And to me, it really sort of touched my heart. The young people that we have in our homes or the young people we have in our church are very precious to you, Lord, and they should be very precious to us. I pray, Lord God, that we don't sort of leave it to somebody else to raise our kids in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Lord, may we get into the sciences because the resources are many and afford our children real and solid answers that they can stand and defend themselves not only in the higher halls of academia, Lord, but also in everyday life when all of their friends are saying, you don't still believe in that hokey Bible, do you? That they have real answers of how their Bible came to be. And I want to lift up all the young people here in Reno and Sparks in the valleys. And Lord, I want to lift up every church in this region. Every youth leader, Lord God, in our valley. Father, would you prompt them all, pastors included, to teach your word verse by verse. To equip our young people's agile and quick minds with solid tools and answers. Reasons for faith. And I pray, Lord God, in Jesus' name for Reno Sparks. May the young people in this valley, Lord, know how much you love them. And the huge purpose you have for them. You used Josiah to stay the hand of judgment for an entire generation. It's never too late. We love you and we thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.